With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio took a tour today of the U.S.-led center in Israel that's overseeing the Gaza ceasefire. He told military officers gathered at the Civil Military Coordination Center in southern Israel, many parts of Gaza are still under Hamas control.
The world needs to understand that on the other side of that yellow line, there is still a terrorist group that remains armed, and we've seen them take actions against their own population. I think it's important, by the way, that there be more media coverage given to the fact that Hamas has brutalized Palestinians, has brutalized Gazans over the last few days.
The administration still working to set up an international security force for Gaza. President Trump is citing an anti-tariff ad campaign as his reason for ending trade talks with Canada.
Trump posted on his social media site that Canada fraudulently used an ad featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. Trump says that Canada only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts, and that all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Social Security recipients can look forward to a little something extra next year. The Social Security cost of living increase will be 2.8% in 2026, and that translates into an average $56. The Garden State is suing Amazon.
The state of New Jersey is alleging discrimination against employees who are pregnant and employees with disabilities. The state alleges Amazon placed workers on unpaid leave after they requested an accommodation and retaliated against employees who sought accommodations, including by terminating some workers. The state attorney general said the lawsuit follows a years-long investigation by its civil rights division into Amazon's treatment of workers at warehouses across New Jersey.
That is Bill Alexander reporting, and this is SRN News. A congressman goes after a judge.
Republican Chip Roy of Texas has filed articles of impeachment against U.S. District Court Judge Deborah Boardman, who gave an unusually lenient sentence to a man convicted of trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Boardman says she reduced the sentence because the convict is a man who is living as a woman, and she believed that prison time would be especially difficult for him. Michael Harrington reporting.
Saudi Arabia has appointed a prominent ultra-conservative scholar as the country's new Grand Mufti, the kingdom's top religious scholar. That is not good news for the country's small, persecuted Christian minority. The Grand Mufti is one of the top Islamic clerics in the world of Sunni Muslims, making his pronouncements that much more closely adhered to. Much of Saudi Arabia's Christians are underground, even though the government allows a certain amount of open worship and celebration on holidays. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have dropped closer to 6%.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the third straight weekly drop. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, from the Federal Reserve's interest rate policy to how the bond market reacts to the economy and inflation. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July, a trend that's led many homeowners to refinance their existing home loan. Lower rates also helped lift home sales last month. I'm Alex Vega.
Tesla is recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. The front lights are too bright. That can cause a distraction to other drivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that Tesla is not aware of any collisions, injuries, or fatalities related to that condition. Near the close on Wall Street, the major index is doing well. The Dow was up more than 500 points. More at srnnews.com.